making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right. Have you heard about the Georgia woman that is facing charges after she pretended to be an FBI agent to score some free Chick-fil-A?
Oh, my gosh.
Police say 47-year-old Kimberly Ragsdale visited the Rock Mart location, I don't know where that's at, multiple times posing as a federal agent and threatening to arrest employees who didn't comply with her demands.
Oh, my gosh. Bad boys, what you gonna do? So she didn't do it just once. She did it several times.
When police finally arrived to arrest her, Ragsdale continued to insist that she was an agent and talked into her shirt as if she did have, like, a radio, like... I need backup. I need backup, everybody.
My gosh, you should have sent me that for Hill Jack.
I know, for real. All right, what do you got over there, Mindy?
So America's national parks are celebrating Veterans Day, which thank you to all of our veterans today, with free lifetime passes for those who served our country. Starting tomorrow, all veterans and Gold Star families will be granted America the Beautiful passes, granting free access to all our national parks, such as the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and Mount Rushmore.
No matter what the price.
They should throw in some state parks, too, you know,
yeah,
while they're at it.
Yeah. And then Post Malone, Texas-born rapper, has frequently shown his love for country music. He actually shows love to Shania Twain, Willie Nelson, and more. And recently has said in his interview that his dream would be to collaborate with George Strait. He would love to have George Strait sing the hook while the rapper does a verse, and Future does a verse and Post does a verse.
So Future's another rapper.
Yes.
So
he'd it took me a second. I was like, wait, rapper Future, yes.
Future is like known to be like the mumble rapper, like the
gotcha.
You know, and so it'd be Future, Post Malone, and then George Strait.
He also lists Toby Keith as another dream collaboration.
That's pretty funny. Well, I mean, like, I hope it happens.
That'd
like,
be awesome.
That's something I'd definitely listen to.
Yeah.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.